guys, welcome back to Bit by Bit. My name's Jess. I'm here with Janet.
Hey, guys.
And today we're going to be talking about the SNES Classic Edition that was recently announced by Nintendo, and that's going to be coming out in September of this year. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to give you all the information that we have so far about the SNES Classic, and then we are going to go into, the games that we're interested in, you know, what they have offered, but also what we want to play, things mm-hmm. we never got to play, things that are like a nostalgia play for us, and just like hash out the games. And then by the end, we're going to give you a solid yes or no, are we buying this system? So stick around for that. So to start with, I'm just going to give some details about the SNES mm-hmm. Classic. So it's going to come out September 29th, 2017, so it's pretty soon. It's going to be $80. It's like $79.99, so it's a bit higher than the NES Classic, which I believe was only $50.
Yep.
And it's going to have two controllers, which is one more than the NES Classic had, which is nice. And it's going to have 21 games that are released with it. Besides the games, is there anything else that you know of that I'm maybe missing?
That's about it. But while you pull up a list of what those 21 games are, I guess the only thing I want to add on is that it just seemed like we'll be able to pre-order this device because we've seen pre-orders go up on Amazon's UK store, I believe.
That's right.
In France, like the French UK store as well. So far we kind of see like a US page for Amazon that leads us to believe that there will eventually be a pre-order up. Same deal for Best Buy. No really word from GameStop yet. So it's starting to look like we will be able to pre-order this, but I think it's kind of starting to look a little more likely that that might be only an online thing.
Yeah.
So far, that's, I think, if we had to bet, that's where it's looking. If you want to pre-order, it would be online, and it looks like GameStop just might be in-store. You go and
yeah, maybe. It depends. They might just not have their page
yet. Yeah, we just we don't really know. Tell.
Yeah, but as of the filming of this video, that's where we're at. So
hopefully we get more info.
Yeah, here's hoping.
What are our games, Jess?
So here is what we've got in alphabetical order.
Ooh.
Contra 3, The Alien Wars, Donkey Kong Country, Earthbound, also known as Mother 2 in Japan, Final Fantasy 3, F-Zero, Kirby Superstar, Kirby's Dream Course, The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, Mega Man 10, or Mega Man X, I guess, depending on how you say it. I don't really know what the X was intended for.
Yeah, not in Mega Man culture.
So. Yeah. Secret of Mana, Star Fox, Star Fox 2, which we'll get into in a minute, Street Fighter 2 Turbo Hyper Fighting, best name ever, Super Castlevania 4, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Super Mario Kart, Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars, Super Mario World, Super Metroid. God, what is up with names?
I know the supers are not.
Oh, here's another one. Super Punch-Out, Yoshi's Island. And that is everything we have coming to the SNES. So, Janet, tell me what games you want to play.
I thought the Switch was better with the deluxe, all the deluxe editions. Yeah, that's a lot of supers.
A lot of supers.
Yeah. What was the name of this again? The Super NES. With all the super games
for
it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I guess before I get into games that I'm... Well, this kind of fits because games I'm excited to play. I'll start off with the ones that I'm excited to play because I've played them before and I want to get back into them, and then ones that I haven't played. Mm-hmm. But before I even do that, I just want to say Star Fox 2, previously an unreleased game. For those of you guys who don't know... this is something I didn't really know much about until, like, the SNES Mini got announced because I was really young, and so it was just when the SNES was in its heyday, so I didn't really, like, know all the news going on with it.
I just
but
played what got bought for me, you know?
What happened with Star Fox 2, the reason that it didn't get released originally was because they made it, they finished it,
mm-hmm.
and it was at the end of its development that of the SNES's lifespan, so it was gonna, like, it was in, like, an awkward position, kind of similar to Breath of the Wild, really, where it would be... Like, okay, well, I guess we could release it on both consoles, but the reason they couldn't release it on both consoles is because the N64 was so graphically ahead of the SNES that, like, it would just look like the worst N64 game ever, and it just, they couldn't do it. But then they didn't want to release it on the SNES because the SNES was pretty much dead.
Yeah, so they were trying to move on to the N64.
It'd be like, imagine if the Switch was so graphically ahead of the Wii U that, you know, Breath of the Wild would just not exist because they wouldn't be able to put it anywhere. So that's kind of what the situation they were in, so it's really cool that they, like, added that in, especially because this is mainly, like an emulation device, so to have that in there is pretty cool.
Very cool.
Some games I'm excited to play because they are games I loved. As I mentioned on the channel before, the SNES has, like, the fondest place in my heart, because it was the first console that I owned, like, I had in my room. It was a hand-me-down console, and it was, like, the first time I think I really played a console or had a console that, like, I could play. So that was super cool. So Yoshi's Island, obviously, I'm definitely gonna play Yoshi's Island. I'm a huge Yoshi fan, and that was, like, the first game I really remember playing. Like, it's probably not the first game I played, but it's the first one that, like, stuck, and I remember, like, the bosses being really hard, even though they're not hard at all. You know, but I was like five, so I'm like, oh my god, it's like so difficult. But then I look back, I'm like, you can't really die, so it's not that hard. But yeah, so I'm excited for that one. Any of the Kirby games, though, I'm not sure if I played them because it was so long ago.
That's fair.
Donkey Kong, I'm excited for. Once again, it's also like, did I play that one again?
Have you played Donkey Kong Country? I feel like when we talked about it, you always talk about playing Donkey Kong something else, like on the Game Boy.
I've definitely played Donkey Kong on the Game Boy. God, it's hard. But I would assume I did, but I don't know. I'd have to, like, maybe ask my brother or something. A game I did definitely play, though, was F-Zero. I played a whole bunch of F-Zero. Nice. And I love F-Zero. It's one of my favorite games, like, racing games ever. It's super hard and just, like, really fun. And I just love, like, the futuristic look to it. The way, like, it's just, like, a crazy, challenging, futuristic-looking, like, well, futuristic set game. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons that I ended up getting, shoot, now the name escapes me. It's like a Switch game. I played like hours and hours of it. I don't remember. If I remember, I'll like bring it up again. But like, I always love games like that are like non-realistic racing games. And that was probably the first time I played a non-realistic racing game and like fell in love with that subgenre. So that one's really cool. And then Super Mario World, I'll definitely play. I don't think I originally played it on the SNES, but I did play it a bunch of times because they like release a game on pretty much every console.
Right, right.
So I think I played it on like the one of the handheld systems that Nintendo had. So those are the games that I'm excited for because I played them before or because they're like a very close familiarity. So like I'm not sure if I played any of those Kirby games before. I definitely didn't play the Kirby Dream Course. I did not play that, but I want to.
One of my favorite games.
I really want to. But those are games that I'm excited for because I already love them. So it's just like going to be a nice trip to the past.
Right. So for you, was that like all the games you're interested in or literally just the ones you're familiar with?
Just the ones I'm familiar with.
So you have more later?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. More. So I'll just start, I guess, with the ones that I'm like half played for, like slash a little bit, and then I'll leave my other ones till after you've gone through yours. So Donkey Kong Country is my jam. Like I love Donkey Kong Country. I love Donkey Kong Country, the original, the second, and the third. Although I think the third is the worst. I think the second is the best, which makes me sad that it's not on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the first is, like, pretty solid. Just, like, a game I've played over and over and over again. I'm a little infamous with some of my friends, including Janet, for, like, having mentioned one day that I used to play to Shania Twain. You're fine piece of real estate. Now I'm gonna get me a man. That one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or some land or something. Yeah. That Shania Twain song. I don't know what it's
all the same.
It was on this like CD that I had when I was a kid that was like, you know, top 20 country hits or what. Like,
were you always playing it or was it always playing?
It was playing while I played Donkey Kong. It was like music on the background while I played Donkey Kong.
But did you like, you're like, I want to put on my Shania Twain CD and then bust some Donkey Kong?
Was yeah.
Like, okay, cool.
Yeah. It was like, so I only listened to it when I played Donkey Kong. I don't know why.
Yeah. Sweet.
So, and it was called Donkey Kong Country, so maybe there's something to that. I don't know.
Donkey Kong Country, pure country music.
So, like, when I get to play Donkey Kong Country again, I'm definitely going to put on some Shania Twain. Like, I'm going to make a whole day of it. It's going to be great. And this time I'll have beer, which is, like, way better than childhood when you don't have beer. Anyway. So, Kirby's Dream Course was, like, one of my other favorite games of all time. I had, like, three games. So, like, when I was a kid, I just played them over and over again. I loved all the games that I had, or, like, minus this one random tennis one, you know?
Because they're the only ones you have.
Right, and I didn't know where they came from. They were just there. My parents got them. Like, it was, like, before the point of even going to Target and picking out games. This was way before that, guys. Like, I was, like, five or six.
The Kmart years.
Yeah.
Kmart and the Blockbuster years.
Oh, Blockbuster. Yeah, but I love Kirby's Dream Course. It's basically, if you're not familiar with it, it's, like, this really adorable, like, it's, like, mini-golf, but, like, with Kirby, and, like, it's super weird, and I honestly have not played it in so long, but I know I'm gonna be good as soon as I pick it up again, so, because I put so many hours into it. And then, actually, shockingly, the last one on here that I'm, like, familiar with, like, having had played before, is Super Mario World. I did play it on the SNES, but not until I was, like, 15, because my brother and I went through this thing where we went to, like, a couple of, like, thrift stores and found some old SNES games that we never had owned as a kid. So I never owned Super Mario World. Like, it was just not one of the games that my parents got for me. So I didn't know it existed until I was older. And then we found this around a thrift store for, like, $1 or $2, and you know, plugged it in. So I did play it when I was, like, 15. I don't think I played it all the way through. Yeah, because, I mean, we still have my SNES around somewhere, which might factor slightly into my decision to buy the new one.
Yeah, totally.
So I have some that I've obviously heard of, but haven't played. So I'm going to wait until after you've kind of
gone through that list as well. Yeah, so something I really like about these, like, classic editions, these, like, you know, mini systems or whatever you want to call it, is that for me, like, I haven't played a lot of the games because, like, one, I don't play that many games all the way through in general. And then as you're, when you're a kid, like you said, unless you have, like, some magical guide, you know, giving you all the games, like an older sibling. And even then, like, they might not have all the games.
My older siblings weren't that much older than me.
It depends on what your, the age difference, what your parents are willing to buy for you at that point in your life, stuff like that. So, so I don't really have, like, giant libraries for most of my gaming life because of that reason. So I've missed out on a lot of these games. I definitely want to play Star Fox 2. I have actually never played a Star Fox game
in
my whole life.
Yeah.
So, I really want to do that because, obviously, there's, like, a huge fandom around it. My roommate Maggie really likes Star Fox, so, like, I trust that. And I want to check that out. I also want to play Earthbound because it's, you know, very well, like, loved. So if you...
We met a guy with an Earthbound tattoo Bits and Burgers.
Bits and Burgers featuring Dead Cells. And
yes,
it was an event sponsored or really, rather ran by Geeky Gatherings in Chicago. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Arts and Labor. Partner.
Yeah. So, like, just even, like, I really don't even know that much about Earthbound. I just know it's, like,
I
know it's super expensive if you want to get the cartridge.
No, I only know that, like, what I've heard on Game Blitz, actually, like, Kelsey and Cody have talked about it before, and to me it seems really interesting, but they didn't really, I guess they kind of probably assumed that, like, most people had played it before because it's, like, a classic
game. Or know about it.
So I know about it, I just don't really know what you do in the game, but I don't care, I'm still gonna play it.
I'm very surprised that that actually wasn't more of a fuss because I know it's, like, really expensive, and I think there were, like, some localization drama things going on with it, if I remember.
Right, yeah,
because
it's originally from Japan, and, yeah.
Yeah, so I was surprised that, like, everyone seemed really excited about Star Fox 2, which I get, because it's an unreleased game. Like, that's, I mean, usually the people's big criticism of these systems is that, like, I already have those games, right? It's like, you don't have this game, no one has it, because it hasn't come out.
This is the only way for you to play this game, yeah.
Like, Nintendo is releasing a new SNES game in 2017 that is crazy.
I love that.
Right? So that's some games I'm excited about that I haven't already played, and I think that's about it for, like, ones I didn't know. Oh, I'm also excited to play, Secret of Mana, right? Yeah, and this is literally, a game that, like, I know everyone knows about it, and that people are gonna be, like, upset that, like, you know, I'm just a young person who doesn't know anything about, like, old games, but...
Unless you want to go back in time and buy me all these games, I don't know why you're complaining.
Yeah, so, but it's honestly just one of those games that, like, I just see all the time in game stores, and they're usually really beat up. It's hard to find one in good condition, so I know it's, like, you know, a little hard to come by in that sense, but, like... You know, it seems... I'm just, like, curious about it. So that's probably my last one that I'm really interested in that I haven't played. Plus your weird Kirby game. Only because
you're
going to
play together.
It.
It's so much fun multiplayer.
Oh, it is multiplayer?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so that seems like it'll be good. And, like, I love multiplayer stuff. It's cool. It comes with a second controller. And hopefully this will be, like, a... Since SNES era, the multiplayer, I think, is, you know, better. Because, like, with the mini NES, because I have a mini NES...
No, that did not work.
A lot of the two-player games were not two-player games. They were just games where, like, the first person would die.
And then I go.
You can just pass the controller for that. You don't need a second controller, so.
Yeah.
The bubble, what was it called? Bubbles?
I don't know what that was called,
Bubble was amazing, and it was great. All right, so those are my games.
Okay, yeah, so for me, Earthbound is one of them as well, just because I've heard so much hype about it, and it's just one of those games that I never really came across as a kid, because it just, like, you don't have the internet, and you don't have, like gamer parents or, like, older siblings. Like, my oldest sibling is only 3 years older than me, so, like, she was 8. She was not on top of this stuff. So, like, you know, lucky for my siblings, we were on top of this stuff, so they have a pretty decent background. Anyway, moving on. So Earthbound's a game I want to play because I feel left out that I haven't played it, and I want to know what all the hype's about. I want to play Kirby Superstar because I did have Kirby Dream Course, but I didn't have Kirby Superstar, which may seem weird to some people because, like, the golfing version of Kirby is probably, like, the weird version of Kirby.
Right. It'd be like playing Mario Tennis, but not playing, like, Mario Mainline.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's all I knew. I thought that was the only way in which Kirby existed, was, like, in this golfing game. I was like, wow, it's a golfing game, and it's just got this weird character named Kirby. Like, that was my understanding of
that's
Kirby's
great.
A child.
I love that.
Yeah, so weird. Because, obviously, Kirby's this huge, you know, character. And that's kind of what I want to play Kirby Superstar with the new Switch game coming out. Mm-hmm. I want to, like, have this background and, like, the history and the connection. And I love Kirby. I've always loved to Kirby. I didn't have the real means to give my devotion to Kirby, so it's never too late.
You should get some, there's some 3DS Kirby.
I will. I'll check it out.
I've been wanting to get Kirby Planet Robobot, but I just haven't gotten around to it, but yeah.
No, there's a lot of background that I need to get, but this is like, you know, super old school, so I want to do it. And then another one that I'm interested in is Yoshi's Island. I heard Janet talk about Yoshi's Island a lot, and then once again, there's another Yoshi game coming out on the Switch. I want to build those, you know, building blocks. Yoshi's so. Great. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Obviously, Star Fox 2 would be kind of interesting. I've heard Star Fox is, like, kind of brutal, and I don't mind that it's brutal, but, like, also I'm, like, flashing back to Mega Man. I'm like, is it, like, Mega Man? So who knows?
Did you ever give me back Mega Man? I don't know, and I don't care.
Sitting in my living room right now, yeah.
Yeah, I bought the, quick tangent, I bought the 30-year anniversary?
I don't know. It was some kind of anniversary edition with, like, a whole bunch of...
20-year, maybe? I don't know. Yeah, but it had all of the Mega Man games in there. And it was, what a steal. It was great, you know, the price-wise and stuff. And I asked everyone on, like, the gamer threads I have on, like, you know, Facebook or whatever. I'm like, hey, guys, I'm thinking about getting this game. Should I get it? And everyone's like, yeah, it's great. And then I, like, played it. I'm like, guys, this game is super hard. And, like, I can't even, like, get through it. I'm not enjoying it at all. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's awful. I'm like, why would you let me get this when you know I don't want, like, a hard... Plus, like, it's not even just that it's hard. Like, it's, like... It's not designed for you to be able to win without, like, there are parts you just kind of have to memorize in Mega Man, and
I'm like, that's the difference, and actually, I think someone mentioned this in, like, in the indie, like, documentary we watched when they were talking about building up Super Meat Boy.
Yeah.
But I think one of the things they mentioned was they wanted to, like, get back a little bit at that, like, the difficulty level of those old platformers, but they even mentioned this, that some of the old platformers were so hard, partially because you don't have that many games. You need this game to last you for the foreseeable future as a child. So, yeah, it needs to be really hard because you're going to play it over and over and over again. It wasn't the age where we all have 50 games and we can't even, like, get through our list of games. That's not how it was. So I get why they're so hard, but now I'm like, I've got other stuff to do. Mega Man's destroying my soul. So I don't know if Star Fox is like that. I'm not opposed to playing it, even if it is really difficult. So that's just what I'm considering. But for sure, I do want to play Super Metroid.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, because I've heard that's, like, one of the best Metroids. I think it's the third installation in the series. So I've never really played Metroid either. Like, this is just not part of my schema. So I'm really trying to build it up again. And so that's something I'd be interested in doing with this. Super Metroid is just one of those things that I kind of want to be able to check out. And that's it. I mean, I feel like that's a decent number of games, especially for the price point, but I don't know. What, how are you feeling on the whole with the system? Is this something you're going to get? Are you going to pre-order it? I mean, pre-order besides flipping? Like, are you going to get it for yourself?
Get it for myself? Yes. I am kind of salty that it cost $80, though, instead of $50, because I was... with the mini NES coming out, I felt like my expectations got set to where this is a $50 thing. When we put mini systems, they're $50, and now this one's $80. And that sucks. But, like, I get why it's 80, especially because, like, well, one, it has that under this game. And two, like, the price you spent on a controller is about, like, the same anyway. So, but, like, it's still, like, a little salty because one of the cool things was that it was, like, so crazy cheap. And now it's still cheap, but it's, like, not as crazy. Right. But at the end of the day, I will get it. I need to get it because, one, I'm just, now that I got the mini NES, like, I need to just get any of the mini consoles they release. And then I do want that Star Fox 2. You can't get that anywhere else. And then I just love a lot of the games for it. And this actually, like, in a way I look at it as an investment because now I, like, don't have to really worry about getting those old consoles back again. Like, I still I definitely want to get my, you know, SNES Junior, and, like, you know, mod that and do all that and get the cartridges. But now, like, I don't really have to worry about doing that for gaming purposes because I'll have the mini SNES, and it'll have a bunch of games that I need anyway. So, like, I can play through all of them without, like, getting the, like, original stuff right away. Like, I can kind of put that off for longer. So I'm going to get it, and my dream would be to get one and flip one. And if they're doing online pre-orders, I'm first going to try to get an online pre-order somehow, but that's going to be really hard because you just have to be on the internet at the right time. But, like, me and my brother are going to work together on that because we would definitely want one in the apartment, and then we want one to flip, so, like, what I would like to do personally, because he'll probably try to get his and flip his, and then I need to get mine, but I need to keep one, because I need one to own one, so what I would love to do in my dream scenario would be online, I pre-order one, and I get that, and then in-store, if there are no pre-orders, I just wait in line. I just call off that day and I just wait in line and then I get one. So then I have the one in real life and then I flip the one that I get and then I end up having one and flipping one. So my goal is to get one and flip one.
For me, the whole flipping process is like way too stressful. It's not worth it to me. So I'm just going to try to get one for myself. I am going to get it. Although at first I was like going back and forth on whether or not I wanted to, because when I saw, first of all, when I saw there's only Donkey Kong Country, the original, I was like, that sucks. I get that everyone else wasn't as weirdly obsessed with these games as I was, but, like, I loved all of them. I loved all three of them. So, and for me, the second one is the best one. And so I definitely will need to also get my own SNES. We have, like, a family SNES, but, like, trying to figure out which one of my siblings has it where, in what state, you know, I don't mean, like, in what condition? I mean, in like what United State? Like, are they in with my, with like not my console, but our console? Because it was like kind of a co-owned thing. So that's kind of like a hassle, and I want to have my own so no one can be like, hey, can I have it for a couple years? No, you know, it's mine. So I want to be able to do that. And so at first I was like, well, do I really need to? Because I already have all the games I like. And when I get the SNES, like, why would I need this SNES Classic that has a whole bunch of games that I don't know that I like? But when I saw the like offerings on it, I thought, yeah, I do want to play Earthbound, and like that'd be like super annoying to try to get elsewhere. And then it's nice to have the exclusive. Also, it's just nice for the culture of it. Like, it's, like looking back 50 years from now, I'll be like, oh, how cute is this little, you know?
It's SNES so cute. If it wasn't cute, I probably wouldn't bother at all with any of them.
Right, because it really is just, like, an emulator, and, like, I feel like if it wasn't this cute, adorable little thing with, like, the exclusives and whatever, like, I'd just get an old one.
If it was regularly sized, I definitely wouldn't get it.
Yeah, like, I think for me also, it matters that there's two controllers, because a lot of my favorite experiences growing up were two-player, so.
Yeah, it's pretty cool they had two controllers in there. So, yeah, so then it's a yes for both of us.
It's a yes for both of us.
Let's see if any of us get it. Because it's going to be hard to get it.
Yeah, we'll do our best. I don't think it's going to be as hard as the NES, though. They said that they anticipated having a larger stock because of how fast the NES sold out. So hopefully it won't be, like, as brutal.
My prediction is it will be as bad, if not technically worse, because you will have, like, online especially if they only do online pre-orders of stuff, or if they kind of, like, once online gets involved, I feel like I have almost no chance, because if I'm not on the internet at the time, and plus, you know, people are going to be scalping it and just, like, refreshing. So, like, I feel like I have less of a chance if it hit, like, if GameStop does online pre-orders, and since, like, all their stuff is connected, it's not, like, I don't think they have a separate online and in-store, like, group of pre-orders. So,
no.
I feel like then I have no chance. At least if it's in real life, I can just get up really early and wait. But, like, yeah, so I would say it's going to actually be harder to get it. I think there will be more of them, but I think it will be harder to get.
We'll see. I didn't even try to get the NES Classic because I didn't really want it. So it'll be my first experience with one of these little guys. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, so here's hoping, guys. And definitely let us know, you know, in the comments or on social media. We're on Twitter at BayoBigGaming. Same thing for Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook at BayoBigGamers. Let us know on social media or in the comments what you guys think of the mini SNES or SNES Classic Edition. Are you guys going to get it? What is your plan to get it? Did you get the mini NES? All those things. How do you feel about it in general? Definitely let us know what you're thinking. And we will see you guys here next week.